The conference is the first of its kind in the United States. It's focused on development in western Bahr el-Ghazal, which has remained relatively peaceful during the current fighting. But the northwestern state has had its share of violence in the past, and others can learn from how it handled its problems, conference organizer Sarah Rial says.
There's been a lot of violence or a lot of misunderstanding going on among communities. All over South Sudan, it's not only in Western Bahr el-Ghazal. But we wanted to start small and hopefully if it becomes successful, we would like to expand it.
One of the big questions raised at the conference was how has Western Bahr el-Ghazal managed to avoid the violence that has rocked other states in recent months? The answer? The state's finance minister, Lillian Rizik, thinks it's partly the prominent role played by women.
In Western Bahr el-Ghazal state, you will find we have ministers, women ministers, and I happen to be one of them. So you have two women ministers out of nine, and you have two women advisors to the governor out of nine. And you will have 15 women at the state legislative assembly. Basically, women are everywhere at the moment. You find them as teachers. There are women, are nurses, doctors. There is so much women leadership emerging in a different level of government or governance.
Rizik says women are no strangers to having to take the lead in South Sudan. They've had to do so for years.
The struggle itself that we emerged from has changed the role of the women from the traditional one, because now they became a breadwinners, they became peacemakers. They do play a very big role in building peace at the current moment. Women are working in passing the peace messages to the rural areas, because communication is the most difficult things for us in South Sudan, but women already playing this role. Women can bring communities together because they can spread messages of peace very, very fast, and they have the abilities to reach people in the rural area.
Ken Feltman, a U.S. businessman and political advisor who has long ties to South Sudan, put it more succinctly.
Women bring an order to things much faster than men with AK-47s.
Feltman says there need to be more women active in South Sudan's very slow-moving peace process.
The more women we can get involved everywhere, the better off we seem to be. Women tend to be what we need to hold things together and to keep us out of the tragic consequences of men just moving off in every direction.
Sarah Rial says women are among those who are suffering the most in the conflict. She says it's time for them to play a lead role in restoring peace. If they get involved, things will start moving.
Most of the people who are being killed are women and children. Women are being raped, so these are really very horrible action by our people. And I think it's time that women has to step in right now and start in the peace process. Sometimes peace process sounds like, oh, it's not going to happen, but it's time for women to start getting in and do something.
And maybe South Sudan needs women to lead the interim government? Or what about a woman at the very top, a woman president? Rizik says,
we need a woman president in America, and not only in South Sudan.
Although at least half of the participants at the conference were women, none of them said they wanted to run for president of South Sudan. In fact, this was Sarah Rial's reaction when I asked her if she'd be interested in the country's top post.
No.
For VOA News, I'm Karen Zeitvogel.